Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the special bonus episode of Newlyweds.
I love the...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
These ideas of the bonus, I might start listening to the bonus episodes.
You should do, because basically the bonus episodes are taking you back to our favorite moments when we were running up to our wedding. And the thing is that we were nearlyweds. Now we're newlyweds. And so these are little snippets from season one before we were married. So these little bonus episodes are to hopefully make you laugh, maybe make you cry, maybe make you think. So we really hope you enjoy them. If you like this little bonus clip that you're listening to, you can go to the show description, click on the link, and it'll take you to the full episode. And we hope you enjoy that too. All right, should we get on with the episode?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, girl. Here we go. We're having a wedding planner, aren't we?
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And that was a tricky process.
Yeah, that was it. That's been actually the most challenging process so far.
Well, that's the beginning process.
We would love to go with you guys.
This is going to be so fun.
I'm so excited. And we
we are so excited.
It's going to be amazing, and it's going to be the best wedding ever.
Well, basically, we're getting married in Seville, and I haven't even told my friends that. And Jamie announced it on his podcast, which gets apparently somehow quite a few listeners. And I was like, perfect. Didn't fancy letting me know.
Sophie suddenly said, she turned to me last night and went, am I getting all these DMs about a wedding in Seville? Have you told someone?
I got loads of DMs from people being like, what time of year are you getting married in Seville? I'm going to be there this time of year next year. I was like, well, you're not coming. I was like, what? How do you know this? I turned to Jamie and I was like, oh yeah, might have discussed it with me.
We should probably say why we're having it in Seville.
I'm not sure you've had so much input in the decision.
I've had no input.
How many times have you been to Seville again?
I went once and I was 21.
And you
I hung out and had a great time.
Drank loads of sangria.
Yeah, I probably drank some sangria. Stayed in a hostel.
Wicked.
Yeah, but that's cool. I understand what Seville is like.
Because of that, because you stayed in a hostel.
What's your connection?
My dad lives in Spain.
Yeah, okay.
Well, grew up always going to Spain, have gone there for all of eternity.
All of eternity? All of your 27 years?
All of my 27 years.
You have not been going there for 27 years?
Yeah.
Since you were a baby?
Yeah, since I was a baby. My granddad lived out there. Mm-hmm. And I always said I was going to get married in the old town in Marbella, actually, in this cathedral. But I know Jamie's likes to think of himself as really...
Explain.
So he was like, no, we can't get married in Marbella. And I was like,
I never said that.
Maybe he'll let Seville pass.
I never said that once. I never said that once. Actually,
you snuffed at the idea.
Snuffed?
Yeah, that's what you did.
Snuffed. Until we go and view the venues, you can't send the save the date because we don't have a week. One of the venues that you love, they're not free on... you know, X and Y. We would have already have let you know that because we'll continue the venue research.
Yeah. Anyway, we then came to the decision. The decision that we'd get married in Cape Town. Got pretty far down the line, and then Jamie last minute was like, do you know what? Seville seems really close to both of our hearts. I was like, definitely doesn't to yours, but
this is not how I remember this, Soph.
Go on, tell your side of the story.
This is not how I remember it this way. Okay, you and I first fell in love in South Africa.
Right.
Yeah.
No. You fell in love with me in South Africa.
Okay. All right, okay. You wanted to kiss me in South Africa.
Wrong again.
Can I tell a quick story? Do you remember the time I got drunk and drank that thing? What happened?
Oh my God. Firstly, just to paint you a bit of
Can't
story,
drink South Africa water.
Just to paint you a bit of background story. Jamie and I were just mates, like platonic mates, nada going on, saw no attraction.
Bit like you see now. I can see you looking at me just honestly just hating me. No, I'm joking.
Anyway, we get to this like villa. We're out there, whatever. And Jamie decides like he has to sleep in my room. I was like, okay, if you want to, like, this is pretty weird. He got so wasted. He like headlocked me in the bed. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I just went with it because I was actually quite scared. And then
he
passed out with me in a headlock, guys. And then middle of the night, you know, when you're sleeping with a boy, you're a bit like, this is a bit weird. I woke up, but like I was wide awake. So was he. And then I saw him gasping around for water because he was so drunk. I saw him stumble over to the plant pot. He took the plants out and drank the plant water and then got back into bed. And I was like, didn't say a peep, didn't even turn around because I didn't want the conversation because it was pretty weird. He was even staying in my bed. I was like, fuck, just pretend you're asleep.
See, that's where he fell in love. I was gasping for water.
Gasping. You also like ran over and opened the windows and like whisked the window open because it was so hot and I got chewed to pieces by mosquitoes.
We woke up the next day and you had mosquito bites all over your face.
Open the window in Cape Town. Like, what are you doing?
But sometimes until you're standing in that venue and looking all the way around you and you, oh my God, this is it. This is the one. Like you feel when you go and look around a house and it's like you can sometimes walk in and out straight away. We always describe it. It's very similar.
So we fell in love in Cape Town and we thought it'd be a great idea to then get married in Cape Town on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm,
and then what happened was we started to plan it and typical me is I then circled back on the idea and actually said, no, this is not a good idea. It's New Year's Eve. It's complicated. It's all these different things. And actually, probably what is a good thing is if we don't go so far away, 11-hour flight in Cape Town and have to ask all our guests to get out there. And for New Year's Eve, we do it closer to home in Seville, where you grew up.
I did not grow up in Seville.
You did. You grew up in Seville.
We went there many times.
¿Habla español?
Sí.
You just get. I can't even speak Spanish. You can speak Spanish.
No, I can't.
You can. Spanish.
You tell this to everyone just because I have a good accent. You think I'm a linguist. You think I'm bilingual. I am not. And he goes to Spanish people. She's fluent, and I'm like, no, I'm really not.
Sophie's first kiss when she was it was in Spain from a guy called God who was 40 and drove an Audi TT.
Oh God, you've got it wrong again. His name was Gonzalo and he was 13 and so was I.
He was 40 and he drove an Audi TT.
That was when I was 17. Get it right, motherfucker.
So basically, in principle, what we want to do is, I mean, we want to just get onto the venues. Then also kind of behind that, to potentially start thinking about save the date sort of styles and things like that.
Every single wedding planner seems to say the same thing, which I think is a natural thing, which is probably true. I have no idea. They say, we only do a few weddings a year. And so we got to pay close attention to...
You don't think that's true? I believed it.
No, I think it is true. I think it is true. But I think, how would a wedding planner... Do you think sometimes wedding planners say, do you know what? I don't want to do your wedding. And they're like, really? You don't want to...
Oh my God, yeah, that's...
That must happen, right? Wedding planners must reject. We could have been rejected.
Do you think they do?
So we want to bring it back as to about our proposal and how that happened. I got all the diamonds sorted and huge silver and gold balloons that I put into the room. They're massive. But when I got little tea light candles, I thought I'd look really smart. I wear
you
a suit.
Did look very smart.
I had
a facial before. Don't forget that.
I had a facial before doing
and
it.
And you got your hair done.
I got my hair done as well.
Did
true.
You think that I would have thought, oh, his skin looks a bit rough today? You might say no.
I got my hair done. All right, fine. I then light all the tea lights. I put all the balloons in the room and I just sit there and wait. I phone you and what happens?
He was like, get there for about 4. I was like, you won't wrap until about 5:30. So I was like, I'll get there for 5:30. Get in the car. It's standstill traffic. And I've got wet hair. I'm in trackies. My nails aren't done. I look pretty atrocious. And James like, how far are you? I was like, oh, it's standstill traffic. This is death. I won't get there till 5:30.
So I'm sitting in the hotel room. It's boiling. The tea lights are blazing in this room. There's no aircon. So I'm like, oh my God. I go and touch one of the tea lights because you're 45 minutes away and I've got you on Find a Friend. So I'm tracking you. And they're roasting hot. And they're burning the floor. So I go to blow
them. Because they've just melted the whole candle's just gone. It's just melted wax.
I didn't realise that happened with the tea light. Tea light just becomes wax. It just becomes wax covered in like a metal foil that starts to crinkle. So the whole ground is hot. So I go to blow out the tea lights. Wax goes everywhere. The room's boiling. I go, God, go back into the room, turn the aircon on. All the balloons go to the side. So I'm like, this is a complete disaster. I look at my phone. You're arriving. I'm like, oh my God. So I quickly light all the tea lights. Get them in the right. Turn off the aircon, get the balloons back into the middle. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm really freaking out at this point.
How nervous?
Shitting myself.
Like, actually?
Shitting myself.
What, for what reason, though? Because did you think I'd say no?
I knew you'd say yes.
But why were you so nervous then?
Because this is for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's really intense.
It's really intense. It is forever.
It was a big moment.
And I don't think it still sinks in when you get proposed.
No.
We keep saying like, oh, you owe me money for that and I owe you money for that. We're together forever.
I know.
Our money's our each other's money.
It's quite scary, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's terrifying.
Did you just shudder?
What have we done? What on earth have we done?
It was such a surreal moment. I can't actually put it into words. I just burst into tears. I knocked over the candle myself. Wax went everywhere as well, all over my bags, everything. I dumped my bags and I was like, what's happening?
And then I got down on one knee.
Yeah, but you opened the ring the wrong way around. So, and also it had a light in it. So when he opened like the ring box, and obviously I was thinking, show me the ring, show me the ring.
That's what you're getting on. Show me the ring, show me the ring.
And it like lit up and I honestly thought the light was the diamond. I was like, holy fuck.
Spoiler, it wasn't. It was just a little like torch in there.
Can I just ask, I want to know, everyone else who's been proposed to or gone through this, do you have mind blank? Because I honestly, the whole thing's a blur. I can't picture it. It's like I was drunk from
yeah.
it. I don't remember you going down on one knee.
I just remember feeling very blurry. I think it must have been severe anxiety. I don't know.
huge amounts of adrenaline.
Maybe adrenaline. Listen, whether or not you are going to get proposed or not going to get proposed or going to get married or whatever, that proposal moment, you can't replicate it anywhere. And that was what was so
pretty euphoric.
Biggest surprise of getting engaged for me, how stressful wedding planning is. Oh my God. To anyone who listen, if you want to get engaged at all, you're umming and ahhing about it, don't do it. No point. There is no point to it.
Well, there is if you want a nice ring on your finger.
Okay, so that's the reason that you like it.
And what I think from your side, the brilliant thing that you should be doing in the background is getting your lists. You know, you may have all the names. Do you have everyone's emails? Do you have their addresses? Because I presume that you may want to send out for your invite hard copy.
Yeah,
that's what we would like to do.
Do something fun.
Yeah, do something fun with it. I mean, possibly put, you know, sweets, as I know, something to do with candy.
I was going to say, can't you make a shape of you and Sophie, like in your candy kittens or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, something like that.
There's something like a little pop in the invite, and yeah, it's kind of the two of you.
I think something like that. I just need to work out what it is.
So, yeah, so biggest thing for me is people don't realize how stressful all of this process is, right? It is incredibly stressful getting married, organizing it. I didn't even know, like you were saying this to me, like you have to think about lighting.
Oh, Jamie, honestly, can I tell them the two inputs you've had?
Yeah, you can. Actually, you can. And everyone listening to this are gonna write it down and go, that is a freaking good idea.
Jamie got really excited, had this fabulous idea that he wanted to have light up electric neon.
No. You've already got it wrong.
Oh, sorry. He wanted to have a golf ball on everyone's seat.
No, and table. Sorry, get it right.
On their table. Yeah. At their seat place.
No,
seat
at
place.
At their places. Called? So when you go and sit down.
God, do you want to talk over me the whole time?
Sorry. Okay, continue.
And he was going to get everyone to tear off into the nighttime sky at like 12 o'clock midnight. Sorry, low fuzzy hazard.
You've explained this so badly.
Oh, go on then.
We described this in the last one. I wanted a golf ball in everyone's place. So when the speeches are done, we'd take out the glow in the dark golf ball and everyone teared off into the night and glow
in the dark.
Yeah, that was a great one. What was the second one I wanted?
Oh, the second one was Dodgems. Sorry. Sorry, grandma, you can't go in there. You sit on your own whilst everyone's on the Dodgems. It's just awful.
It's a fair ground.
It isn't.
I'm doing the entertainment side of things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can go as big or how small I feel how flush I am, I suppose, during the time.
Are you going to do a dance?
Right. I might do a solo dance. Just going to do a small cha-cha. That's what I'm going to do.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We're going to be giving you bonus episodes each week. It's wedding season. So wedding tips, wedding suggestions, funny stories, chaos, all that stuff that you love on our bonus episodes every single Friday.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.